When a concrete slab fell off the O'Donnell parking garage, the slab killed a Milwaukee teenager. Yesterday, the county let the attorney for the victim's family inspect the damaged garage as another slab was being removed. County Executive Walker says he's committed to finding out the truth about why the first slab fell.
It's why, as you saw yesterday, Milwaukee County allowed Mr. Cannon and any other attorneys that had a vested interest in this to be there. We think the more information is out, the better off.
Walker says more information will be released once Milwaukee County's district attorney decides whether to file any criminal charges in the case. A civil suit against the county could come as Walker's in the final months of his gubernatorial bid. Meanwhile, Walker says an engineering firm he hired has completed inspecting the facades of about one-third of county buildings and that the rest will be inspected by early next month. Walker says as the inspections continue, the public is not in danger.
In the last 8 years, we've either spent or approved $780 million, I believe, worth of maintenance. I think over that time period, you compare that to what others are doing, that's a substantial investment, both in terms of maintenance, repairs, and in some cases, even replacement of facilities.
Walker says next week, a report will be issued about the crumbling facade of the Milwaukee County Courthouse. That problem became more prominent as Walker was blasting Democrats for repair problems at a Milwaukee freeway interchange. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.